Ataxia. Ataxia is a symptom that can be very debilitating and restrictive. It was one of my main symptoms in withdrawal, mainly because of the dystonia, which is an involuntary movement disorder. So if you're having ataxia, you will find that you have problems with balance and with controlling movement. So you'll feel like you're lacking in coordination. And this can affect the legs, it can affect the arms, the hands, the fingers, sometimes the entire body, and even the speech. I'll just share with you a bit of how mine manifested. It used to cause me to sort of stumble along, and I used to shuffle on my toes, just always feeling as if I was going to topple over and just completely out of coordination. I hope that yours isn't severe, that it's quite mild, and that you know you are mobile and able to move around. Again, if you didn't have this prior to withdrawal and it developed either intolerance or when you were tapering off or when you completed your taper, you can expect it to go. It's not a symptom I've seen people have after recovery. So, you know, just hold on. I don't know how you deal with it, but I imagine the most important thing would be for you to be safe in terms of not falling and maybe having a cushioned environment if you are falling at all. And of course, you know, you wait it out, you get help to do things that it prevents you from doing, and you, as we would do with all the other symptoms in withdrawal, once you normalize it as being a symptom, then you cope with it and you just allow the time to pass, knowing that it will right itself, it will resolve itself, the nervous system will balance everything out, and you'll be okay again. Those receptors are being upregulated with every day that passes, and it will come to a point where you begin to have evidence of the healing that is taking place. So keep going, and you take good care of yourself in the meantime. Okay.